Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Appeals court sides with Wyoming and PacifiCorp on haze pollution. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A panel of judges sided with Wyoming and the state's largest electricity utility in a battle over haze pollution last week, finding that the Environmental Protection Agency erred and overstepped its authority when it rejected the emissions plan for a Gillette power plant. According to the Casper Star Tribune, the decision serves as a setback for the EPA and environmental groups, which sought more stringent controls on a series of coal-fired power plants amid a continued fight over air pollution between Wyoming and regulators. However, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the EPA's broad power under the Clean Air Act and left the door open to future emissions restrictions in Wyoming. Under the EPA's 1999 regional haze rule required by the Clean Air Act, the federal government and states must work together to reduce air pollution around national parks and wilderness areas like Yellowstone. In March 2014, PacifiCorp and the state of Wyoming petitioned the 10th Circuit to overturn the EPA's decision striking down Wyoming's state implementation plan for regulating nitrogen oxides, a contributor to haze from Wyodak. Wyoming and PacifiCorp argued that the EPA should approve the plan because the EPA failed to give the state the latitude required by the Clean Air Act, the sweeping law that controls air quality in the U.S. using a cooperative approach between states and the federal government. At the same time, a collection of environmental groups challenged the EPA's decision to approve the state's emission plan for PacifiCorp's Naughton power plant. 10th Circuit judges Timothy Timkovich, Robert Bacharach, and Joel Carson ruled against both the EPA and the environmental groups. They said the EPA incorrectly applied the rules that are mandatory only for large power plants to the smaller 335-megawatt Wyodak power plant. According to the judges, Wyoming has, quote, broad discretion in analyzing and determining state haze emissions plans for smaller power plants as long as they meet the minimum requirements of the Clean Air Act. Quote, we do not question that the EPA has a role to play. Indeed, the Clean Air Act plainly provides for agency oversight, the judges wrote. But the amount of oversight for regional haze state implementation plans varies based on the size of the power plant. Governor Mark Gordon applauded the decision, saying, quote, it is gratifying that the court recognized this example of federal overreach into what is the rightful domain of the state of Wyoming. Gordon said in the statement, just because the federal government may think it knows best, that doesn't mean it can trample on the state's rights. I hope the federal government takes a serious look at what this decision means in terms of state primacy. The 10th Circuit decision will likely continue a protracted battle between Wyoming and the EPA over air pollution. Alleged crypto scam results in woman losing over $8,000. On Monday afternoon, a 40-year-old woman reported to the Gillette Police Department she had been a victim of a cryptocurrency scam. According to Captain Jason Marcus, the woman said an unknown individual had recommended she invest in cryptocurrency through a website called Elite Capitals Live, which appears to be fraudulent. She told police she transferred $8,785 to a broker, but when she tried to withdraw some of that money, she was asked to deposit more money. At that point, she believed she'd been scammed. The phone number connected with the alleged broker has been flagged for scams in the past, and Gillette police detectives will be following up on this lead during the ongoing investigation. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.